Yay, we're back. Woo! Oh my God. Yes. We've been gone for 2 weeks, I think. Two weeks? Yeah.
2 weeks.
Those were hollow weeks in my life.
Mm.
Nothing. Nothing was there for me. Nothing. Except for the thought of getting back behind this microphone. And I did. And now it all makes sense again. Look at Eva laugh. Look at Eva laugh. You can't. I can. I'm looking at her right now across the console. I guess if you're watching on YouTube, you can watch this. You can see Eva laugh. So fuck me and my stupid lying mouth. Everyone is Papa's Basement. The show has the weird, creepy name because I'm John Papa Giorgio. And I named it when I was 25 and I've been stuck with it ever since. We have Eva Crichton sitting across from me.
Hi.
And also across from me in his kind of hunter's jacket.
This is my hunting outfit.
It's like tactical gear. Like if you were some weird Montana militia virgin.
Right.
Except they somehow seem like virgins, but they also have 8 kids because they're biblical.
Right.
Like that outfit would work. And you have your child's vomit on your
my
shoe.
My boot.
Yeah, on your boots.
Poor little girl.
I'm walking around with virus on my shoe.
You really? Yeah. Earlier when I purchased jerky and I offered you some and I deftly gave you the rest of my piece.
Oh, I noticed that.
Rather than let you put your goddamn virus monkey's paw into my jerky trove.
You are a bit of a germaphobe.
Yeah, and I have the immune system of a bubble boy, so it's cool.
Do you get that from Maria?
Yeah, I think I've gotten every dog shit genetic aspect of myself from my mom. Like the autoimmune diseases, the overeating. My dad kind of gave me the baldness, but that's been treated by Propecia.
Yes. Look at that head of hair on
it's
you.
Okay. It's okay. It is thinning up front. It is thinning up front, but I am going to go to like a Chinatown doctor and pay $500 to just get like the widow's peak.
Vampire.
Yeah, like the kid from the Munsters. Like, so I just never have to go back.
Eddie Munster.
Yeah. I'm just going to get like a widow's peak and then pluck what I don't need.
Old Johnny Munster.
Yeah. It's just going to match the arch of my eyebrows.
You got to get rid of the beard and then get some gnarly sideburns.
My Morticia Adams.
Yeah.
Eyebrows. Oh, shit. Yeah, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm still trying to regroup. Eva, right before the show, was showing me Instagram photos of a very beautiful friend of hers, and I hated it.
Oh,
I don't need to know there's people that are really pretty out there, because I won't get to have sex with them.
How do you know?
I won't get to have sex with them. It's just undemocratic. Michael, you're a man. You actually have game and charm.
Really?
You do. You do. How do you feel seeing like a really, really exceptionally beautiful woman?
What do you mean? Like just
like you see a gorgeous girl, like you were saying at the DC Improv the other night, and I've noticed this many times. They are just stunners. They're just stunners in the crowd. Like you were saying it's date night kind of vibe, and it is entirely. And even when it's just girls with their female friends. And they aren't dyking out in front of me. Fucking bitches. They're just done up to the nines. And I see that. And
oh, what's my first thought?
Yeah.
I have to make a whole lot more money.
Yeah, okay. That's more.
Are you asking him if, like, blood rushes to his penis? Like, yeah, does
exactly.
He, is it the same thing that you go through?
I'm Dwight talking to Andy.
Yes.
A little blood rushes
to your penis.
No, I get very angry because I dress the way like a 10-year-old would want to dress as an adult. Like I'm just in t-shirts and shorts and I'm shoveling candy in my face. So I know that this like sophisticated adult, I have entered the adult world looking ass is just off limits for me.
Right.
It's just not. And I just get mad. Like it's why I like websites with women that have a number next to them. Like $500, that's egalitarian of you.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it consumes me.
Okay. No, I don't go home and like field strip an M16.
I think it's an indication of how you feel about yourself.
But yeah, I hate myself, so
you get angry, right?
I get angry, my fists ball up, and then I think about all the food I'm going to have to eat to get over the anger.
The prime emotion behind anger is fear.
Is fear?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
So Jason Voorhees, terrified.
Jason Voorhees himself is terrified.
Yeah.
He's a scared boy.
He doesn't want to feel rejection over his
Why did I say it like that? He's a scared boy.
He's a scared boy.
He's a scared boy.
He's such a scared boy.
You're Don't go to Camp Pleasant Crystal voice. Lake. And you'll encounter a scared
Wait, it's
boy.
Halloween.
He'll be a scared boy.
Scared boy.
Jason. He's very scared. <He's a boo-boo. laughs> the authorities get and see just people massacred. Oh my God. Someone who is really scared.
Very scary boy did this.
Was here. He's dangerous, but he's also afraid himself.
Scary, naughty boy. That was the working title of it, actually.
Scary,
naughty. Scary, naughty boy on the lake.
Right. Scary.
Scary.
It was actually the first draft.
We needed that money, scaring.
It was the first draft of On Golden Pond. The studio's like, I can make this into two movies.
That's what I like left on my tummy after Time with a Hooker. Golden.
And we just lost our only listener.
Yeah, bye.
No, maybe Natalie's here. I gotta give a shout out to my girl Natalie in New York. Natalie Colton, we love you.
We do, Natalie. You're in New York. That makes you better than us.
Completely.
Let's just be real.
You just bumps us up. Cool. Bumps you up a lot of cool points.
Completely. Ooh. We're three rubes from Chantilly, Virginia.
I think Michael's from Maryland.
He's from Frederick, Maryland. I forgot.
I'm from goddamn Frederick.
I forgot.
The old Bay State.
Jesus Christ, get it right.
Oh, no, it's old Line State. I called it the old Bay State.
Isn't it the old Bay State?
Thought it was Old Line.
I mean, there's Old Bay there.
Yeah. Isn't that their thing? They just eat Old Bay on everything?
Yeah.
Fuck, you go into that state. Yeah, it's like, oh, here's our pancakes with Old Bay.
I always like how people freak out when they find out you've never heard of Old Bay or...
Really?
Yeah.
I got a little flack when I was in Maryland and I had never heard of... What's the cookie?
Ugh, burgers.
Burgers cookies.
Oh, I haven't.
You haven't? I was in Bel Air. It
might be a Baltimore
thing.
Yeah,
it's more a Baltimore thing. So okay. Bel Air, yeah. Oh, God. The burgers, cookies, yeah.
They were fresh when I had them and they were delicious.
Okay, fresh, they're okay. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just a goddamn fudge dipped hockey puck. I don't really get the fuzz.
It was pretty good.
Like, I suppose if you can microwave it for 10 seconds and give it that little jump start of life, but who has got that kind of time? If I see a cookie, it's going in.
Yeah.
Like when you come to my house,
oh yeah,
and you leave with a bag of cookies.
Yeah, you know how to do. You know how to treat a friend.
My dad really scared my mom the other day with that. He was like, Papa Giorgio comes over, takes all my shortbreads. And my mom goes, well, he shares them with Maria. And he goes, yeah, right. He probably eats them in the car on the way home. And then my mom got like she was so scared. Like yeah. Maria doesn't get a cookie.
Who's Maria?
My mom.
Oh wow.
My mom.
Does she ever get a cookie?
I'll heat them up as soon as I get home, and I'm like, Mom, do you want these cookies? And she's like, maybe later. I'm like, snooze, you lose, bitch. And just dump
do
the plate.
Do you get along with her dad?
Yeah, her dad's great.
He's been on the show.
Oh, yeah. Has he?
I love Tom Crichton.
I didn't know. I couldn't tell from the intonation of he was like, God damn it, Papa George.
No.
Keep taking my cookies.
I do a great impression of her dad.
Yeah, they're old buddies.
It's me. Tom Crichton.
Yeah.
He's
always sort of grumpy.
Oh. Is he grumpy?
Yeah.
No.
He's but
got
it's
a
funny.
Grumpy countenance. Yeah. It's not like vile,
okay.
You know, red hat anger.
You like to talk to him.
I do. Yeah. I like to hear about his debauched youth. Like,
oh my God.
Where he, traveled to India and was doing Christ knows what drugs and.
Oh, yeah. To like avoid the draft for Vietnam.
he was a wild man.
Yeah. And like, he like toured around India, Afghanistan with like a Danish hooker.
Nice.
Which I found out was a hooker recently. He always said stripper for the longest time, which made it a little bit better, I guess.
Oh, yeah. A hooker, like, no judges, but a hooker's kind of like the lowest of
And he's just, he was a wild man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's pissed that I'm eating his cookies.
Specifically the shortbread.
The shortbread.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do we want to talk the Popeye sandwich? Because I described the goddamn YouTube video thusly.
I loved it. I finally got my piece of the pie.
Okay. Yeah, the Popeye's chicken sandwich, which I think they ran out of no shit 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it would be back on Sunday, this previous Sunday, which
was
an amazing dig at Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
They really didn't have any rivals. Those first 3 days, before I even tell you how I thought of it and like how I found it, those first 3 days, I had at least 6 or 7 of them. Like, I would eat them. My brother would come home with them to surprise us. Then my mom would come home to surprise us.
Then I took you out.
Eva took me out for some. I came back home to my mom with more of them. I bought some later that night. I went balls deep with that sandwich, and I'm prepared to talk every aspect of it. I've had the spicy. I've had the non-spicy.
Is it a good hunk of chicken?
It is not, Michael. I'm glad you asked.
Ooh.
First of all.
Because that's what I've noticed about Chick-fil-A. That's what I like about their chicken sandwich.
Like, just big chunk?
Yeah.
A big hunk of chicken.
And it's not like a chicken patty like McDonald's.
But
like
is it fried at Chick-fil-A?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
The basic Chick-fil-A sandwich is a fried...
Is it
fried...
not at Popeye's?
No, it is. I've only had the grilled chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A. I thought that's what they were known for.
No, they're known for the fried.
I'm not a big Chick-fil-A supporter.
Yeah, I was like that for a bit. when they were like really homophobic, I was like, ugh, I guess I can't eat here. And then everyone just forgot about it. I'm like, I guess they love gays now.
You should see some of the teenagers they hire there.
Are hot.
Well, are very, very young, earnest, and nerdy.
Yeah, no.
And I would say 60% of them are gay.
I would say they're soldiers
of Christ.
I was going to say I would trust all of them to die in combat for me.
Yeah.
Like, they really seem like willing to.
Onward Christian soldiers.
Yeah. Like, if I were like, look, son, you're not coming back from this mission, they would give a smart little salute, click their heels. They're really into fashion.
Or the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Go fuck their little schnauzers.
Can we get these guys to stop clicking their heels every
no!
time we send out an order to charge? Half of them are getting wiped out.
It's Veterans Day.
Oh, that's right.
Thank them for their chicken service.
Thank you for your chicken service.
Oh, the veterans.
And, remember all those Chick-fil-A kids that...
Yeah, that died.
Clicking their heels into battle.
That's how they scoot around the entire shop. It's really fascinating to see. It's like watching a Lego man walk. Just click, click.
All right, so what's your thing with the Popeye's sandwich?
Okay, so first of all, Michael, it's a decent hunk of chicken, but it's not like the kind of inflated breast you can get, which I think a lot of times is filled with saline, because otherwise you're eating like a goddamn pterodactyl steak. You know, like, just chickens don't have breasts that size.
No.
Like, they inflate it with saline and whatever the hell else.
But I do.
All right, Jim Carrey is trans, whatever the hell that character was that would not be okay in 2019. That I've lapsed into making a gay butler.
The Riddler?
Yeah.
I know.
It's okay. It's fine. It's not a giant hunk of chicken by any means. I would say Chick-fil-A, about the same size as Chick-fil-A. But I'm a big slob, so I wouldn't call Chick-fil-A like some disturbingly large amount of meat. I'm like one of those guys that does like one set of curls, and I'm like, I need 400 grams of protein. Stat. This one set of curls I've done will explain away weeks of shitty eating. Is there cheese on pizza? Protein. Is there peanut and M&M? Protein. It's pathetic. It's fine. Overall, I think I might have to give the nod to Chick-fil-A. If for no other reason than like there's an extra... And again, we've established I'm a fat piece of crap here. But I try to staunch the bleeding a little bit. And the Popeye sandwich is like an extra 250 calories.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like 700 calories. It's more than a goddamn Big Mac, dude. 700 for a sandwich is a little offensive.
Is it the bun? brioche.
I think the bun might be a little bigger, and that would...
definitely butter on the bun.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so if it's a buttered bun, that's going to get you a bun.
The bun is buttered.
The bun. The bee is bee. The bun is buttered. The mayo, they put like, they just dump mayo on the regular one, and then the spicy is just a spicy mayo. That's the only difference, I think.
I've only had the spicy.
Yeah, because you're a damn adult.
Yeah.
My mom brought home 3 mayo-coated ones. I'm like, what are you doing?
I can't do mayo. I'm like, really? I'm not
That's
a mayo.
That's what I used to like about the McDonald's chicken sandwich.
Just all the mayo?
The mayo and the lettuce.
Did you eat it like an Oreo? Like you'd open and just lick the mayo and throw the rest aside? I'm done, mommy.
No, because I wasn't 3.
Yeah. You didn't let me finish.
But what I also liked about the Chick-fil-A sandwich, what I haven't noticed before... since I've been back a couple times, is that they used to put like a pickle on there?
Oh yeah, they'll do the pickles and on the Popeyes.
That
yeah.
would seem to like bring the flavors together.
They do. They do that on the Popeyes
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
okay. It's spicy, and you get like the crunch of the salty, sweet pickle.
Yeah,
and
I
thought it was great.
I'll be honest, like I want to act like I enjoy the pickle. I don't. It's very disruptive. Like, if the pickle's so goddamn
like
good.
It's green, it's healthy.
Well, if it's so damn good, put it on the entire sandwich. You know what I mean? Like, we put lettuce, tomato, and onion on the entirety of a burger.
I want extra pickles.
Do it, then. At least you stand for something.
I know.
I just, yeah, I don't get, like, the little random Popeyes, I think, is 1 pickle. Or no, it might be 2. And Chick-fil-A's 2.
I had 3 on mine.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Someone went rogue. Just sitting there clicking his little heels.
Order sandwiches now?
We can, yeah.
There's a Popeyes very close
there's
to here.
There's a new Popeyes right around the corner. A new Popeyes, yeah. Popeyes.
Pope, yes.
Yeah. There's one very close by if you want
to. I only started going to Chick-fil-A recently because
once you learned about their stances
I'm just I'm a pure just I'm the biggest homophobe in the Northern Virginia area, like Ray fucking Purchase.
I love them because they have a program where if the staff seems gay, you can report them.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
in, you're lying.
Smoke out the flamer.
No, they have a playground that my daughter loves.
Yeah, that's wow. one of the things they used to smoke out the gay employees.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, because they would go and play there?
They would just go at the bottom of the slide and hold their ass.
Just because you're gay doesn't mean you're a pedophile.
I know.
No, no.
You're like, yes, it does.
Sex star pedophile.
I have the understanding of the gay community, like even, a World War II
even
vet.
Pedophiles are like, whoa.
We are so discreet. Yeah. Have you heard of hard drive encryption?
Yeah, I don't try to go get fucked by a slide.
They're just their cavernous ass just takes in an entire child.
Jonah and the whale.
Exactly. So it goes back to the Bible.
I also like their shakes though.
Oh,
their shakes are where it's at.
Their shakes are incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. Although Sonic's better. Sonic has
really?
Better shakes.
Is there a Sonic around here?
There's one in Manassas.
We got one in Manassas. There's one in your homeland of Frederick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like their burgers.
Are they good? Do you like the roadside?
We weren't talking about the burgers! Take the shit out of your ears, Michael! We're talking about goddamn milkshakes! Where the fuck is this going rogue coming from?
I thought we were talking about Sonic.
Oh, we are. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
And yes, I do like the roadside or the curb. What?
Curbside. Like little 1950s.
Like A&W root beer kind of place.
Yeah. They're trying to bite from Chick-fil-A so you can rat out if anyone in your car is gay. They'll take care of it for you. And you get an order of tots for your troubles.
Just have like a secret Gestapo.
Yeah. Just pull them out and shoot them right behind your door. All is safe now.
All is safe now.
He is gone.
Mr. Chick-fil-A.
They will not be mincing about anymore.
Eat more chicken.
I just feel safe there. That's why. No gay pedophiles.
I think you're out sandwiched because you had about 30 of them in the span of 3 days. And then I bought you lunch.
Uh-huh.
And I bought my dad lunch to bring home. And then he was like, get me a red beans and rice, too. Mm. So I had to get him a red beans and rice, a sandwich. I got you and I a sandwich. I got us fries. Yeah. And
there's
then I got
you a red bean and rice sandwich.
No, red bean and rice side. Oh. Did I say sandwich?
I mean, you can get a bun in the damn meal now that you say it. Yeah.
Red beans and rice.
And then you decided to get that disgusting little pumpkin thing that you ate the entire thing of while I was getting my sody.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get a bite.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's defend my honor. So we go to Popeyes. Eva's kind enough to treat, and she even allowed me to get a dessert, because I had been talking to my buddy, Comedy Art Brian. He does, like, artwork for real comedians, and he listens to real podcasts, so he won't hear this shout-out. So Brian, kind of fuck you, actually. Brian's a great guy. I love him. So he had been talking about, we'd been discussing the various dessert pies that are present at fast food joints, because we're sharing our inner fatness. He had bought a Ben and Jerry's to take home to his family, but then was like, nah, fuck my family. Bought a 42-pack of spoons, threw 41 of them out the window.
Who is that, him?
That was him. And then he just kills this ice cream on the way home.
I love him.
So I'm at Popeyes, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got, like, junk food on the brain. I'm going to get their apple pie. We get closer, they've got a seasonal offering. It's a pumpkin pie that's literally like half, I think, cream cheese, like Two-Face style, like not blended, just right down the middle, half pumpkin, half cream cheese. I'm like, shit, yeah, I don't even have to deal with like half vegetable matter. It's like, you know, this is good. So I bought it, and you know, goddamn
it. You didn't buy it.
Okay, I ordered it. M'lady paid. Yeah. And yeah, it's like one of those, 5 inches long by 2 inches pies. Now, I could eat the damn thing like a chipmunk, but I wanted to crush it before I got to my burger. The burger's hot. I don't want that cooling off.
Sandwich. Chicken sandwich.
Sandwich, yeah. It's not chicken burger. So I
just swallowed it.
Kind of, yeah.
I went up to go get my soda, like, and I come back and he's like,
my mouth looked like a pedophile's ass.
Yeah. Right.
I was like, did you eat that whole pie?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And I was like, look, it's $2. I'll get you one if you want. And that wasn't, it was more a test of my restraint, which I failed with flying colors.
And then at the end of the meal, you go, what? You're like, let's get another sandwich and split it. And I go, I'm good. I'm full. Like, that was enough for me. And then three hours later.
Like, yeah, me too.
Were you,
sitting around like incredibly hot women that you couldn't have?
No. Well, okay. No, there was like a Latinx, because I'm so woke, a Latinx couple.
She was cute. Yeah. He was cute too. They were
a
like
Latinx.
Oh, you don't know about Latinx?
Now you have to say Latinx.
Yeah. You really? Don't say Latino
instead of Latina
or Latina.
Or Latino.
You say Latinx. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
you don't want to presume.
You don't want to presume.
The whole Spanish language is based on
gender. And it's an ugly language, and we're going to work on that.
I thought Europe was like the progressive side.
No, I think the technical term is like outfag them.
Who has started this?
The Latinx.
Latinx?
Yeah.
Cesar Chavez.
Jezebel.
No.
It was Charo.
Yes, Charo.
She has nothing else to do.
Just wiping her melting face from the floor long enough to regender us all. Yeah, we saw a Latinx couple, and I think there's an Asian couple, and I also wanted to bang her.
Your head.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, and he was like, let's split another sandwich. I go, I'm okay. And then 3 hours later, I get a text.
Yeah, what did I say?
Maria just came home with 3 more sandwiches.
Yeah. But it was like some Gift of the Magi shit because there were the mayo
ran
version.
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ran to my mom. Coming, mother. I'm your best boy.
Privilege boy.
God. Yeah, so I've had a lot of them. And it was just, I don't know. Even though I wasn't in love with it, it was fun to be a part of something that I wasn't like ashamed of.
Me too. And I said that while we were there. I'm like, this is a really good sandwich, but I'm more just excited to be a part.
Yeah. Like really in 2019, everything's kind of like ugly and political.
Yeah.
So we had the Nationals a couple of weeks ago.
Woo!
Go Nats. And Anthony Rendonix. That was for Michael.
Anthony Rendonix.
Yeah. Now I'm reading up on Latinx now.
You're reading about Latinx, yeah. It sounds like a Spanx that they show that they sell at the supermercado.
I do think it's Latinx, right? It's not Latinx.
It is, but I just call it Latinx. Yeah. Okay. I was watching that show Mrs. Fletcher a couple of weeks ago that's on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the chick that fucks John C. Reilly in Step Brothers and says like "Stay gold, pony boy" after banging him on the urinal, and she's like, she looks hot as shit in the show, like by MILF standards, I guess. She looks great, and she's naked like a motherfucker. Catherine Hahn, yeah.
I like
anyhow.
Her
kid's a dumb piece of shit, and he goes to college. He's reading a pamphlet. And he goes like, "What's Latinx?"
I love it. Yeah. Love it.
Oh, like I am stealing that.
What's Latinx?
I loved it. Oh, so well done.
But now we had a little incident with the chicken sandwich in your home state.
In the
old Bay State.
Oh, the DMV has been a hotbed of national Popeye's chicken sandwich news. Like, and I'm proud as shit of it.
We win the World Series.
Yeah.
Into our head.
It's everything. We are just the nexus. We are like a pedophile's asshole. We're just taking everything in.
Yeah.
We're like Omicron from Transformers, just eating planets with our asshole. Yeah. I mean, did you want to handle that story, Michael? Or John?
Well, all I know is that, thank you, John.
Thank
you, Eva.
You're welcome.
I was going to take it like an on-location reporter.
Oh, okay.
I'm here in front of Popeye's in Glen Burnie, Maryland.
It was Oxon Hill. Get it right.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No.
I was literally driving past that place while it happened.
Oh, my God.
Like, really?
You saw the murder
and you just kept driving by.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to find another Popeye's.
He deserved it for that sandwich. No, I was. I had a lockout at one of the most disgusting properties I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah, which was in Anacostia, like 2 feet from this place. So right when it was going down, I was driving 495. So pretty much like I am a survivor of tragedy. Continue, Michael.
Someone cut in line?
Someone kept strategically cutting in line. Yeah.
Like, oh, so it was like multiple times that...
Working his way up the line, yes.
That's a long line.
Yeah, it was.
I
mean, like, I don't want to sound racist, but this Popeye sandwich had long lines even in white neighborhoods.
My God.
So, what does that mean?
Oxon Hill's demography is roughly like 140% black. So,
is it? I don't know. I've never even heard of Oxon Hill.
Oh, Oxon Hill, man.
Is it in Montgomery County?
I think so, yes.
It's
right over the Wilson Bridge.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
So basically still D.C.
Yeah. My first jobs when I took over this business as a locksmith when I wasn't even 21 were at, my dad was partnered with a historically black bank called Industrial Bank. And my first jobs were at the Industrial Banks in the Walmarts of Oxon Hill. And there was this finest fuck black chick, Terry Jenkins, that worked at this place. And she would hit on me like hood style. And I was like this white virgin at age 20. And I could not process it.
You told me about this. Didn't you go out with her?
I wanted to, but I was such a pussy. I couldn't even, like, I didn't know how to get girls at this point at all. Like,
you needed a computer.
Yeah,
yeah,
you needed a computer. Yeah, if she were, like, hitting me, like, as Dark Angel 21 on AIM, I would have been crushing those buns. But, yeah, she was, like, I remember the first time I saw her, she's like, oh, you cute. How many kids you got? And I'm like, what?
Whoa.
I'm 20. And then she was like, all right, when are you taking me to the Red Lobster? Like, I mean, it was like, if you scripted it, you would have been like, this is a little offensive and predictable.
Right,
but
right.
Like, she was just this hot, like, she had like photos of her modeling framing her computer monitor.
Have you gone back to that bank lately?
I should. Yeah. I should, like, just with a big half-eaten candy heart trying to get my soulmate. Yeah, like, and then I got her number. And I remember I called her, from my mom's landline. And I didn't want my mom to overhear. I was asking a girl out. Like, this is how screwed up I was about pussy. Back then, now I'm healed. Now I just had to eat sandwiches and jack off. And I was just like, oh, hey, Terry, it's John the Locksmith. I'll call you back. Bye. And then, like, she clowned on me fucking mercilessly the next time. She's like, oh, you should have heard the message he left me. And was just mocking me. And I deserved every bit of it because she was hot as shit. This girl would just, like, we would go in the back while I was, like, installing safe dials. And she would just play with my hair, going on about how she had a white friend who had curly hair, too. And she loved it. God, I'm getting chubbed just talking about it.
Oh, my goodness. You're getting, like, red in the face, too.
God, you just never acted on it.
I acted on none of it. Aww. Yeah, she probably just thought I was a bigot. And I'm like, no, I'm just a pussy. I would love for you to sit on my face, my dear. Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
So that's my Oxon Hill story.
Oh. So the guy got stabbed for strategically cutting the line.
They think,
and then
maybe.
Didn't he order like 20 sandwiches or something?
I mean, yeah, I would say like this really sounds like a story of like this guy's just he was going to get stabbed at some point.
Yeah, well, that's they
he's like it sounds like an obnoxious asshole that has probably had his share of confrontations at some point, and whoever stabbed him probably was going to stab someone at some point.
Yeah, he deserved the stabbing, and the other person was really stabby. So
the Popeye's chicken sandwich just brought them together in the same spot.
That's awesome. Oh, it's like you got mail.
They were scary boys.
Gagliardi said, this is the most racist shit I've ever heard. Yeah. Papa, please continue imitating a black woman. This is beyond priceless.
Oh, I will, baby. Yeah, goddamn, Terry Jenkins. Fucking Terry Jenkins, man. Yeah.
And then another thing with the sandwich, something happened in Fairfax.
Hometown. Hometown pride. Fairfax, Virginia.
The guy got out of the hospital.
And said, all right, a white neighborhood's Popeyes won't get stabbed. No, there is leaked footage now.
Yes.
Of the Fairfax Popeyes, which I have not eaten at, but it's right down the street from us.
Where is it? Which one?
You keep going down 29 and you'll hit it. Not the one right there, but just keep going down, I believe. They were making the sandwich on top of trash cans.
What?
Yeah, they just needed the extra retail space. Because my brother maintains they have had to hire like a dedicated sandwich maker just to handle the flow. There's one dude who's like all day long just spreading chick.
What they just moved the operation outside.
I have not watched the video. I think it was like in the back of the kitchen. I saw a still of it. I didn't watch the video. I don't need that poison in my life.
Yeah, that would really hurt.
Yeah, I'm Mary J. Blige right now. No more drama. I just want to eat the chicken sandwich in peace and think about Terry Jenkins.
Terry, you are like, you look like a young boy of 20 again.
Oh, actually, God. I'm looking up Terry Jenkins.
Terry
on
Jenkins.
Facebook.
I do not remember.
Maybe she's on LinkedIn.
I think it was with an I. Yeah, look up Terry. Like, seriously, Google Terry Jenkins Industrial Bank.
Yeah.
And if you get hits in like Oxon Hill or Waldorf or La Plata, you got a winner.
Honestly, working at a bank isn't a bad job. You can like work your way up, you know, and they.
Yeah, my mother did that.
Yeah. Like start as a teller and then like work your way up.
She was vice president of, gosh, I can't remember.
It's not a bad job. Not a bad job. I'm going to go work at a bank.
No, I've had multiple girls. I remember also. God, I've just never really been good at carrying through because there was another bank teller when I was not a fat piece of crap, but I had grown a dick. God, was she was Honduran or Peruvian? And I got her number finally after banking with her for like 6 months. And then I somehow never pulled the trigger on it. Like she looked like an Olsen twin, but tan with giant tits. It was great.
I can't imagine that.
It worked. It worked.
I don't know why.
It worked well. Like, she looked like you got it.
Weird.
Yeah, you got it, dude. And, you got it, hombre.
How rude.
Yeah, when I didn't call her back. Yeah. How rude. No, man.
Got it, dude.
Yeah, I don't want to give her. Well, I can give her an Tanya Palacios. I remember it.
Palacios. Or Palacios.
It was like P-A-L-A-C-I-O-S.
Why am I found Terry Jenkins.
Get the...
She has not aged well.
For those not in studio, Michael punched up a photo of a guy that looks not unlike Red Foreman. God, my heart skipped a beat. Yeah. Like, I'm so
your
like.
Your dick just went inside you.
My dick grew two sizes that day. No, like, that's if right now you were talking like, oh, it's a white chick who was your age and now I found her 20 years later. I'd be like, eh. But a black girl, yeah, hell yeah. They're holding it together.
I can't find anybody.
Like, Tina Turner only looks like shit now because I think her kidneys are gone or something.
Oh, no.
They had her on stage. She just had a really puffy face. Like,
oh, yeah, that's kidney meds.
You still could have hit it from the back. Yeah.
That's kidney meds. But her body be tight.
Oh, God. She was amazing.
Speaking of bodies being tight and weird face, mm-hmm. Linda Hamilton.
Mm. Oh, shit. Terminator.
I forgot
we had Terminator on the docket.
Yes.
Oh, God. And this is going to make Joe so happy. We'll get to why in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
What? Yeah, Terminator. I saw it. You saw it.
I did. What? I enjoyed it.
You liked?
I liked it, and I liked the atmosphere because I saw it at the Alamo Drafthouse.
Oh, God.
Which was like the bougiest movie theater I've ever been to.
I didn't watch it there. We'll just start off by saying that.
All right. You didn't watch it there. I watched it at Alamo.
Uh-huh.
Mackenzie Davis is a goddess.
Oh, Mackenzie's Dave. You see her ass a couple times
in
this movie.
Yes, you do, and it's perfection.
It is so
stout.
Her
face is beautiful.
I love it.
Yes, she does. Her arms are so elegant and long. Like, that's a weird thing to say, but girls notice
that. She's like 5'11".
I know.
She's huge.
Yeah.
I Googled everything about her.
Oh, I did.
I typed
did too.
In Mackenzie Davis ass and came up with nothing.
Oh. And she even rocks that weird bowl cut 90s haircut that every
sexy
boy
Three Stooges
like every boy had. I'm obsessed with her, and I can't believe it's the same girl from San Junipero.
Yes. Yeah.
Because she was such a dork in that.
Was she in there?
She was she was the white bra in San Junipero, which like my God. Like lesbian porn, like lesbians hooking up, yeah, that's one thing.
That was a
sure.
love story.
Yeah, but like a love story and then they're kinda like kissing each other. Holy God, did I cream my shit watching that. Oh, I get hard for romance. I should put that in a dating profile if I ever make one.
You get hard for romance?
Yeah, I jack so hard to true love.
I can see like a girl laughing at that.
Be my lube.
That'd make a good sort of Valentine's Day card.
Aww.
Did you find Terry?
I found Terrence.
Terrence
my
Jenkins.
Son. It more look like your grandfather.
I'm Greek, so it probably did.
Yeah. No, I liked the movie a lot. It was good. A lot of girl power. Linda Hamilton, her body is sick. She's a badass, but her face, I don't know if I'm a smoker.
Okay.
I don't know if she's a smoker.
You're an actress.
Yeah.
Was her acting like a little rough, at least in the first half? It seemed a little like TV movie-esque.
A little forced.
Yeah.
Oh, she just has to be the womb. The womb.
Yeah. It was a little,
I'm blaming the script on that.
Okay.
I don't know, man. She just...
You'll fob it off on the Semites any chance you get.
Oh, stop. Stop it. Stop it, you.
Are they the ones that stabbed that brother in Oxon Hill? That.
No, but I really liked the movie. Mackenzie Davis, goddess. Danny was adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's funny that when they age her in the movie, they just gave her cornrows. She still looked like a little, a really tiny, like.
They had so run out of CG money by that point.
They're exactly.
Like, just give her a different haircut.
Yeah.
Young Linda Hamilton kind of looks like young Chasey Lane.
Okay, Chasey Lane actually is like your coloring, like the olive skin with the blue
eyes.
Chasey
Lane?
Oh, Chasey Lane's a porn star that the Bloodhound Gang wrote a gorgeous ode about. You know what? Fuck, we're punching it up.
What?
We're punching it up.
What do you mean?
It's Chasey Lane.
Oh, she's cute. I see a little Hamilton in there.
Do you see a little Michael Johnson? I do. He's my laugh, Chasey Lane.
No, Linda.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what that is.
Ew, what is that?
Find the weirdest photos.
It was like a burnt blow-up doll. Or...
But I really liked the movie. A lot of girl power, which I like.
Do you?
I do. I'm a sucker for that. And then when Linda Hamilton, when Danny comes out and she's sitting on the log, and she's like, "Who are you? I deserve to know." She's like, "I'm Sarah Connor. I blah 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 blah."
Yeah.
And then I drink till I black out.
I kill Terminators. Yeah.
I really wanted
to. Ethnic men.
Yeah. I really wanted to share my experience, strength, and hope with her.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You're like, you're better than this, yes. Sarah Connor.
I thought Danny was gonna come over and, you know, give her a where and when, a meeting schedule.
Give her one day sobes chip.
Yeah. Oh. And I drink till I black out.
Oh, God. You guys keep talking. I have to use the...
Okay.
You have to go make tinkle?
You hit the shitter. You hit the shitter, my friend.
So what did you think of the movie?
I'm waiting to see if this door's closed successfully. It was. Yeah. All right. Now that Michael's gone, we can get racist.
Stop it.
Sorry. I'm kidding.
I know.
No, I bought the ticket Saturday morning because I'm reading a book that he recommended called The Artist's Way.
Yes.
Michael told me about this a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now into chapter one. I've made it all the way through the introduction.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And there was a chunk about going on a date with your inner artist once a week.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, this sounds so stupid, but explain. And it was about like doing shit you wouldn't normally do in the service of, you know, like, I don't know, awakening the artist within.
Yes.
So you can see a movie or go to an art gallery.
Yes.
Or kill a man in cold blood.
Yes.
Whatever it takes, but it's just something.
A snuff film.
Yeah, film and star in. Except I don't know if you can do that because you're supposed to be alone.
Yes.
For this. So I was like, you know what? Shit. I did not go see Terminator Genisys because I am a huge Terminator nut. Like,
yes.
Terminator is... If it's not the first R-rated film that I saw, it's in like my first three. Like somehow my mom, who wouldn't let me see slasher crap at all,
mm-hmm.
I got to see Terminator. And I even got to see Linda Hamilton's titty. And I love Terminator. And by the time Terminator 2 was coming out in the theaters, I was huge into MTV at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And Guns N' Roses, You Could Be Mine video, I have seen conservatively 60 times, like with Arnold making his way through the audience. And at the end, he finds them and his little Terminator script pops up and it says like assignment, waste of ammo. And then like, yeah, so I cannot get enough Terminator. I watched three in the theaters and was like, you know, like, let's be honest, just the biggest rehash of the old ones.
Right.
Really didn't explore anything new. I mean, to be honest, did two explore all that goddamn much? I guess that was the first time we had a robot protector, but it was just twists on the same concept.
Little twists.
Now we're killing John instead of like aborting him via murder.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched three. I saw four, I think, in theaters. Four is one of the biggest pieces of shit I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
Oh, four is so bad.
I've seen one and two, and I've seen this one.
It's set in the future entirely, mm-hmm. which you think would be amazing.
Is that the one Christian Bale?
Yeah, it's the one where he flipped out on set. And real fast, if you want a movie nerd out, the reason it was such a clusterfuck, he was given the script, and like the main character is this dude, I think, named Marcus, who's like a human, but then the twist is he's actually like a robot. He's like one of the first Terminators or some shit, but he thinks he's human because like they make an entire robot body, but they still put this human brain in or some dumb shit.
Okay.
I don't know. So, and he's got a human heart because metaphor.
Aww.
Yeah. So they give the script to Christian Bale, and in this film, John Connor is like just here and there. He's not a main character at all. It's I've heard it likened to Ben-Hur with Jesus Christ, where like you see that Jesus is in the same world.
Right.
But Jesus is like in three scenes for 3 seconds a clip.
Yeah.
So they give this movie to Christian Bale and he's like, fuck yeah, I'm in. And then he's like, yeah, I'm playing John. Like, that's the role I want. And yeah. they're like, holy shit. Rewrite the entire thing soup to nuts to give John Connor a big-ass role.
A huge role.
Yeah.
Because he's a huge star.
It was a goddamn mess. It was the biggest mess. So there's that. Terminator Genesis. I like that well enough. The one that has Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
Love her.
I skipped that one in theaters, and the twist that John Connor's a Terminator, up until 3 minutes beforehand, got away with not having that revealed to me. A friend of mine, Karen, I don't know if she listens to the show anymore. She used to listen to the show. She sent me the code. I'm watching it. I have to take a piss. Now, usually this would entail me just taking my iPad in the head with me. For some reason, I'm feeling dainty this day. I pause the damn iPad. I come back. I go and I click the goddamn little avatar for the movie Terminator Genesis. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. On the cover art, it looks like the face of the John Connor guy is like half Terminator. What the fuck's up with that? And then I'm like, oh no, is he a secret Terminator? And like 30 seconds later in the movie, it's revealed he's a secret Terminator.
Cameron!
I'm like,
why'd you have to do that, Cameron?
Terminator Genesis?
Yeah. This is Genesis, the one from like 5 years ago or something.
I thought the face was Phil Collins.
nice.
Yeah, instead of...
I was like waiting. Sorry, set him up, get him to repeat the name. All right.
Yeah, instead of the normal Terminator, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, they had... Damn it, no. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dun. Yeah, there you go. All right, see, that's what Michael does. It's funny, and then I should fuck myself.
I was like, are you trying to sing Land of Confusion? Or the In the Air Tonight.
I was doing the In the Air.
That's when he watched Arnold Schwarzenegger drowning.
He did, yeah, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was in the audience later.
Right. No, yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger watched someone else.
Yeah, and didn't help him.
Yeah.
He actually watched... Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah. It was Jean-Claude. He died.
It's really sad. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
He was watching Jean-Claude Van Damme's career drown.
After Time Cop.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I just want to see the movie poster of Terminator Genesis now.
Oh, because it has the drum fill in it?
No, with Phil Collins' face.
Just half Terminator.
Yeah. Make one.
Yeah. Why don't you Photoshop stuff?
Yeah.
Work your wizardry, nerd boy.
Work your wizardry, nerd boy. Scary man.
I thought a great concept for a sketch would be Time Cuck. Like a guy who goes through time and like has his chick like fucked by MLK and stuff.
Wait.
What?
I was like, he was going to travel through time and just have his wife get fucked by different historical figures.
Exactly, yeah.
Like great men.
By great men.
She would be honored.
Like Gandhi fucks her. Like Winston Churchill.
But he's silent the whole time.
Yeah, of course.
He's on a hunger strike and a silent strike.
And so weak. He lifts his little diaper.
Genesis is spelled weird.
Yes, it is. Genesis. There's literally a Genesis company with that weird spelling like 2 feet from our house.
Genesis.
Makes me laugh every time I go past it. Because I'm a retard.
Latinx. Where did you see Terminator?
I saw it at the Centerville Multiplex. And I didn't...
Oh, the one on...
28.
Yeah. Okay. I've been there in years. Wow.
I walk in.
Did you go in for the cheap Tuesday?
No. I did the first airing,
okay.
So that was like cheaper.
Nice.
It's like $7 or something.
Oh, nice.
So I walk in, and I'm going to my seat, and it was like two girls that were either late teens or early 20s who could have been Terry Jenkins' daughters, if you catch my drift. And they're like...
No, go on. Explain.
They're like wearing slippers and have blankets on. That part's fine. I don't care about your attire.
They really said, we're going to make this into our living room.
Yeah. They made themselves robustly comfortable. Yeah, because it's one of those seats with the recliners and shit.
Yeah.
So go nuts. And
they got recliner chairs at that theater now?
Yeah, it's recliners.
I haven't been there in a minute.
Yeah, you can just lie back and make a nice on golden pond right on your tummy. You don't want to go to the bathroom.
That should be the new sexual euphemism for
on
golden
pond.
Shower.
So
is Catherine Hepburn. Oh, Henry Fonda.
But like, I walk in and I'm just like, okay, it's 2019. I'm going to be open-minded. Nothing bad is guaranteed to happen about my viewing experience here. They're just two kids. I lasted about 12 minutes. I lasted about 12 minutes before I was like, look, we're not going to say anything. I don't want this to become an incident. I don't want infamy. You know, and I won't say it was an ethnic not shutting the fuck up. It was a kid's not shutting the fuck up. But they're like screwing off on their phones, which are like blazingly bright in a dark theater. They would not shut the hell up. And again, trying to keep quiet, but like, hey, when you talk back and forth like this to each other, guess what? I can hear every goddamn word, you idiots.
Right.
So right. I just got up and
your artist one-on-one date.
Yeah, in a very ironic twist, I went to the back of the theater.
Oh, my God.
And I just sat there and watched my film, which I enjoyed it. They did some things visually with the Terminators, like made them more biologically terrifying, like very evocative of zombies in some ways.
Oh, okay.
They had like a black liquid metal instead of the very clean T-1000 metal look.
Mm-hmm.
Their metal was black. It looked like Venom, his symbiote.
It
was very tenderly.
Right.
It was much more biological looking. Ooh, and like terrifying.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Look
it was.
At you.
And the skeleton of the main Terminator was black. All the Terminators were black.
That was scary.
Yeah. It was much more like, this isn't a clean machine killing me. It looked very like vile and evil.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no one calling me out on that association. All right, we'll keep scooting then.
Just keep scooting along.
Yeah, I mean, it was like over 2 hours. At a certain point, I'm like, look, I could watch Terminators all the goddamn live long day. I don't know how much audiences are going to agree this film needed to get made. I know it's bombing like a motherfucker.
Is it? I don't know why. I thought it was good.
It did okay. Like, it won last weekend, but it won with like 30 mil against something like a 180 mil budget.
Yeah, it costs a lot to make.
And then like another 100 mil for promotion.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's they made it with Tencent, that Chinese company. So, like, it's doing okay in China because they love their robots.
Mm. Kajiwa.
But, like.
Or is that Japan?
That's Japan.
Okay.
Same.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm glad you were talking really loudly while I was about to say, same thing. Yeah. I don't know. It's not going to do well. Arnold Schwarzenegger, by the way. Amazing.
He was funny.
He was hysterical in this.
And I'm very funny.
He deadpans two or three lines
that
are just incredible.
Yeah, he does.
I felt the Schwarzenegger character, he plays like a Terminator that like after fulfilling its purpose is now just stuck on Earth and kind of becomes self-aware.
Okay.
Sort of develops feelings, but not really.
He is the only interesting aspect of the film. Like, in new and fresh. Everything else is like, okay, but are they sending something back to kill someone in the past that fucks with them in the future?
Right.
Yes. All right. I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
His is like the only kind of interesting new territory of like, these robots kind of, do they have their own consciousness? And because, you know, the entire time they're just following orders from Skynet or whatever. And like, we're going to kill person XYZ.
Right.
So I love that. I love Arnold. He was funny as shit. Action sequences in general, I just can't get like pumped for CGI. Like, it's just fake, man.
Yeah.
It's not like,
I don't know. I'm like a big editor of movies. I think every movie I see needs to be 20 minutes shorter.
This was an hour or 2:15.
It was long.
It could have been like 45 shorter.
I will say about the two young women that were speaking during your showing, that wouldn't fly at the Alamo Drafthouse.
Oh,
they are
really?
Like super strict.
Well, I thought you were going to say the place was
Arlington?
Segregated.
No, we went to the one in Cashburn.
Okay.
And they like put all these signs up like, you have to turn your phone off. Your waiters and waitresses come up to you and they're like, if someone's speaking, like, please let us know. I've kicked, like, they all were like, we kick people out daily if they're speaking. They have like really legit, like scary rules at Alamo that you have to follow.
And do I they think test it's, for Aryan purity?
Stop. I think it's because they serve so much alcohol. Like, they've probably...
Oh, like people heckle the film.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, like, in a place where they serve alcohol, like, they just have to be mindful of all that.
Hold on. I have to text Mother to tell her I haven't been murdered over a chicken sandwich.
What's wrong with Mother?
All right.
Maria.
I don't know. She was, like, leaving multiple voicemails about, like... if she should cook food for me or some shit. I couldn't really, you know.
Does she cook?
Yeah, you know, I mean.
What's she make?
Pasta.
Okay. Yeah. So she like how she boils water.
Yeah, it's like how you define the word, you know.
Okay. She's not like Thomas, my dad.
No, she does not.
She's not
have
Tommy
mastery
the Tank Engine.
Over cuisine.
Yes. Tommy the Tank Engine. My dad's also a very good cook.
Is yeah, he? Yeah.
He always did the cooking
growing
up. What's
his specialty?
He's really great at chili. He's really good at soups.
Okay.
Very good at, God, he makes great shrimp and grits.
I just made chili in the crock pot for the first time over the weekend.
How'd it turn out?
It was good.
Good.
It's all I've been eating. You can just leave that shit on warm and come home and...
Sounds like you have a bacterial wonderland.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Did your daughter get into the chili? Is that why she's throwing up on your shoes?
Actually, when she threw up, all I saw were strawberries.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's so girly.
It reminded me of as when I was a kid, I threw up Frankenberries.
I love a good mystery puke.
Yeah.
Like, I love it when the puke looks exactly like the food.
There was no mystery about what this was.
I remember throwing up in first grade on my desk in front of everyone, mm-hmm. and it was like, I thought my life was over.
To stay thin?
Yeah. Yes.
You learned how many calories were in Hillary's birthday muffin and decided to vomit.
No, I remember I thought my life was over.
I
couldn't go back to school. It was the most embarrassed I'd ever been.
And you
been.
Started drinking the next day.
My mom gave me some bourbon that night to shut me up, probably. She was tired of me being a drama queen.
Here, Eve. Stop being a puss.
You can go back.
I remember it was, God, I was in line, fourth grade maybe, with Patrick Saccone. And one of the older kids, a fifth grader, had vomited onto his lunch tray. And he had put napkins across the vomit and then was showing us, like, he would lift the napkins and it would come up like mozzarella. And that triggered Pat Saccone to vomit.
That makes me want to vomit right now. Yeah. And it would be popcorn.
Well, yeah. It was great because it was 4 feet away, so you could smell the stomach acid. And he vomits, and I remember the fruit snack. It was like it was supposed to be like multicolored rock bits. They were like the size of a pinky nail. They're one of the tiniest fruit snacks. And he's putting his hand over his mouth, but it's just spraying through his fingers. And I mean, the stuff looked barely chewed. Like it was just these fruit snacks coming up in the vomit. And I remember laughing hysterically, but also wanting to vomit because I was smelling stomach acid. Because it's not the sound does it somewhat, but it's the sound combined with the smell.
Yeah.
Like, that's the secret.
I can deal with vomit, but, like, poop.
Uh-huh.
That.
Like, just straight up bowel movement?
Yeah. Like, I can, like, change diapers. For whatever reason, like, with kids, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't mind, but... Like, I don't know if I'll be able to, like, change my parents' diapers one day.
My
like
mom.
Like an adult?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My mom definitely at the end was, like, wiping her mom's ass.
That, I mean, I know I'll do it. Like, I'll step up.
No, I really won't.
Yes, you will.
No. Like, can't you hire people for it?
You're going to hire a nurse?
I don't know. Can I just, like, put a towel on a drumstick? Like,
no. I'll wash myself with a rag on a stick.
I'm not. Dude. That's an like an ass and a box in my mom's box. Come on, Jesus!
You're gonna have to do it. Will's not going to.
No, I'll be like horrible. Like I'll just sweep like from back to front and just load it all in the slot, and then just shove the baby wipe in too.
You would like cut off your hands before you had to do that. And then Will has to wipe both your asses.
I would get preemptive prosthetic hooks. Double, yeah. And then she would get toxic shock because it'd be like 3 weeks worth of ass wipes in her vajoo. I pronounce it with a soft G.
Bajew?
Bajew. Not a bagoo. Bagoo's offensive.
Bagoo.
Bajew sounds playful.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
No, no. You know why? Because we're not hardened to it. We have not raised children. Like, I think Michael's had a kid. Like, you're... Once you have a baby, your comfort with feces becomes disturbing. Like, you're like, oh, there's just some shit on my cheek. Okay. And you wipe it aside and go back to eating your chicken wings.
Yeah, you have to.
That's what I'm saying. I've never gone through that metamorphosis.
You've gotten poop on your cheek?
I'm getting poop everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. They shit everywhere. They're little monsters, man.
I don't know. I've changed many diapers. I've never gotten poop on my face.
Well, you're not doing it right.
Or the fun way, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Michael's the fun dad, all right?
Well, I'm the
You also are like, this is not going to last forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope.
What if they're...
True.
Is she potty training?
Oh, yeah, she's done. Like,
oh, good.
3 years ago.
Wait, she was
potty trained a little after... 18 months.
Oh, God. I took forever.
Yeah, so did I.
I'm pretty sure I have, like, adult memories of shitting in a diaper. I definitely remember when I finally got potty trained, my reward was Optimus Prime. So you look up when they put out Optimus Prime, and I was shitting myself until then.
I just got potty trained.
We're really proud of you.
Yeah. And
then, well, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, basically. And then I started drinking. And I started peeing everywhere.
You regressed.
Yeah.
I would wake up in the morning and be like, oh, my God, I hope I didn't piss somewhere. And I just kind of have to take the temperature of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And just be like, is anyone looking at me like they're pissed off?
Would you urinate in funny places?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would, my ex, the girl that I dated, I don't even know, does it kind of, my girlfriend from high school through college mostly,
mm-hmm.
I pissed in her dorm room sink a couple times, didn't even remember.
Well, I mean, that's better than the floor.
My last year of college, my roommates, they stopped talking to me because I pissed on their bar that they built together, and they thought I did it on purpose, and I could not. But I think by that point, they were just like, kind of, that was like one thing. It wasn't like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
It just turned on a dime.
That sounds like a scene from Dusk Till Dawn.
Really?
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino pissing on the bar. No. That's Salma Hayek dances.
Oh, yeah. No, it was bad.
Yeah, I peed in a lot of places I shouldn't have.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
A year ago?
God, like subway platforms, metro platforms when I moved back down here.
L platforms.
Indoors.
Huh.
But not in a potty.
Wow.
In the streets of Greenbrier. Like walking back from the shopping center after getting my wine for the night.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's... Alcohol's a beast, man.
Yeah. I'm glad you both are in recovery.
It ruins your life.
Congrats to Michael. Yeah, 2 years. Right?
Gagliardi. Yes.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
And Eva, 7 months. Congrats.
Thank you.
And I have been food sober for 46 minutes. That's the length of the show.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
One day at a time.
One hour at a time.
Yeah. Keep coming back. Yeah.
Works if you work it.
Oh, my God.
What did Gagliardi say?
He goes... But none of you had pee in your mouths. None of you were peed into.
Okay.
I think that's because of your joke when you said that he got peed into his mouth.
I don't even remember that bit. Like, I think what, for 3 weeks I was texting everyone and trying to convince them that Joe had, like, been.
Some guy peed in his mouth on the metro.
Oh, that's right.
That was
funny. Oh, God, yeah.
And I believed it for about 10 seconds. I was like, poor Joe. And then I was like, wait, no, yeah, that has to be fake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a thread on Reddit.
Yes.
And they just showed, like, a crazy looking guy that looked like he could have been Terry's brother. And they were like, this man urinated on my friend in the metro. I remember the bit now. Yeah. God, I'm so forgetful. And I was just laughing hysterically reading this. So I took the picture of that thread and I kept posting it on my Insta story, and I changed it to like, this man peed in Joe Gagliardi's mouth as he
so
slept
mean.
For 53 seconds. I remember the duration. No, 90 seconds. I think it was a 90-second leak. And so I kept posting it. I was like, please help me find the man that urinated in my friend's mouth for 90 seconds.
You're so mean.
And people would just message me directly, and they're like, did they really piss in Joe's mouth?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did.
It was awful. That's why I'm asking for your help in this matter.
We want to find this mofo.
Joe's a Marine. It's Veterans Day today.
Thank you for your service, Joe.
He hates when people say that.
No, thank you for your service, Joe.
He was like, he called me, or I called him earlier today, and he's like, well, thanks for not saying it, because I kind of hate it. I'm like, don't worry, there's no draft. I'm not thanking anyone. That's my view on the matter. There's a lot of shitty jobs out there. Sorry, true. A lot of life and limb risking jobs. You know the job you're most likely to die performing? Like healthcare. Just being a nurse at night.
Oh, God.
Lunatics come in the hospital all stabby all the time.
Yeah, and like hepped up on goofballs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, is everybody?
Dude, I almost watched a nurse lose her life when we tried to take someone down with...
Narcan?
No, they were on PCP, though.
Mm. Oh, and you're trying to just masturbate them to sleep?
Right. And they kept asking...
For the golden shower, the golden pond. Oh, Hank Fonda. Ah.
So we're about to roll out, but yes. Eva had a story. Do you want to do the story?
What?
We can either make this an hour long, or we can talk about T.I. and the hymen.
Oh, we don't have to talk about
you
that.
Don't want to talk about T.I. and the hymen?
How all right. T.I. is disgusting.
Yes.
He... basically went on this...
You mean that as a positive? Like, his flow is just disgusting.
No, I do not. He's not, like, bad, like...
Oh.
He's not bad, like, good.
Hold
you
on.
Know?
Let me text
he's
Perry.
Not bad. He's bad. Like, he is not. He is just bad and gross.
Okay.
He was on a podcast, like, Ladies Who Lunch or something. So it's,
okay.
Or something like that. Two women were doing the podcast, and he... shared with the world that ever since his daughter turned 16, I believe she's 19 now.
Okay.
Her yearly gynecological appointment.
You got there.
Thank you. Gyno appointment. He goes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 16.
Normal.
Yeah, completely normal. What? 16 years old. He has her sign papers saying that he is privy to her medical
fun,
like her medical records after this gyno visit. And he has the doctor check to see if her hymen is still intact. Basically checking to see if his daughter is a virgin.
So she probably has like the loosest asshole in the world.
Right. She's the most Catholic girl I've ever met.
The old loophole.
Yeah. Yeah. The old Catholic loophole. First of all, you can break your hymen.
Doing anything. Yeah.
Like using a tampon, you can break. A lot of gymnasts break it.
I tore mine jumping a fence.
There you go. and then I, you know, went down a Wikipedia rabbit hole after all this.
Ways
and
to break your mind.
Yeah, and like a WebMD.
Moon bounce.
Rabbit hole. And it was like, some women don't even break their hymen after sex.
Yeah.
Like they just have like an indestructible hymen, I guess.
I thought you were going to say they slept with the Chinese.
Gross. Not gross to sleeping with Chinese guys if you're into that.
We heard you.
No, that's cool. Whatever. But I don't want to think about a tiny acorn Venus. Like.
As soon as you enter.
Like. Small penises are so gross. Anyway,
I must now go fund terminate.
So anyway,
you like, would think the doctor would at least say that, you know, or inform them
that she could be having sex with the Chinese.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
look, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna level with you.
No, but just being like, hey, this does you no good. You realize that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I picture like T.I. just paying in stacks of hundreds.
Yeah, I mean, there's that too.
It's like the doctor that did Joker's face in Batman. Just the back alley. Yeah.
But it's just so humiliating. Like, what?
I mean, I guess it's tied to her payday when he dies, which who the hell knows when that will be.
Yeah, but he has 6 children, and apparently he encourages his sons to like go to strip clubs and
double standard
for men and women.
The hypocrisy.
Eva's I'm angry. Disgusted. Men. Boo.
What if like he checks on her hymen, but he's really cool with her getting bukkake?
What's that?
It's like when just 18 guys jizz in your face at once.
That's bukkake.
That's bukkake. Yeah.
I thought it was
a delicious. Never mind.
I thought it was a noodle dish.
I think it literally means like splash or like hot pot or something.
I thought it was like a hot pot.
I think it does for real. I think it means splash, literally.
No, but like, isn't that humiliating? And then like just doing it in the first place is humiliating, mm-hmm. but talking about it to the world.
Yeah, bragging.
Yeah, and now everyone's like standing beside her and she's like totally throwing her dad shade via the ground.
Ooh.
I mean, I like the headline I saw is that she unfollowed him.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She unfollowed her dad. She'd be throwing him shade.
You know, to exorcise the demons of Terry Jenkins haunting my life. I would love to pop T.I.'s daughter. Can we do that like on air?
Let's start a GoFundMe. Yeah. For you to like fly out to Hollywood. Yeah.
I need a plane ticket. I need rope and chloroform.
Why? Why don't you just seduce her?
That's true too. I could shave like a smiley face into my gut hair. And she'd think that's funny.
Yeah.
And then while she's laughing, I can bind her with the rope and then use the chloroform.
To break that hymen.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just grossed me out. Like, I've been thinking about this for a week since I heard it, and
it's creepy behavior.
It's super, super creepy.
It's,
like I said, men. Boo!
Yeah, I don't, I mean, you don't want your daughter to be the whore of Babylon.
No,
I get that,
of course not.
Yeah, let her take a dick or two.
But, like, your sons can be, like...
Yeah, I mean, I would worry if I had sons, I would be like, look, like, be disgusting. I want you to be disgusting, but be safe, you know?
Mm.
Only really try to keep it to ass and mouth, you know? Like, you get to count that as a notch on your bedpost, okay? I'll give you a pass there.
They also have to be careful of, like, well, I don't know. Just
say it.
No, I mean, like, they have to be careful of drinking around women, about going to strip clubs and touching girls when they shouldn't, and all that stuff. People are on high alert these days.
That's why you need the chloroform.
That's why you need the... No, everyone's, like, super, super on high alert. Like, I don't know.
You mean the fun has died. That's what you're trying to say. The world's not fun anymore.
No, it's like you can't even make a joke anymore.
I know.
And people just
I had to censor myself this entire episode.
You really did. You did a damn good job,
Thank
Papa.
You. Yeah, I'm simmering right now.
But like everyone, I don't know, everyone's so sensitive these days.
Really?
Yeah. I try and mind my P's and Q's, and I don't really do it when I come in here.
No.
But when I'm out in the real world, I have to.
Oh, you have to. You have to be very... You can't say anything fun anymore.
No, you can't. You really can't. Unless you're around, like, special people that...
Yeah, like us.
Yeah.
It's us or the rest of the clan.
That's why I like our Popeyes dates.
So we can say whatever until they kick us out.
And we can eat some more.
All right. So, Hyman watching's bad.
Yes.
Hyman watching's bad.
Bobby, let me see your Hyman.
I don't have a hymen, Dad.
I'm a little worried about being a slut. I don't remember his line. Oh, shit. All right. I hope you liked it. If you didn't, there's clearly something wrong with you because this was a good program. Right? Right, guys?
We did good.
It was, guys.
Michael was laughing so hard, he had to pretend to urinate to laugh masturbate into the bathroom toilet.
I laughterbaited.
Yeah, you did.
Ew.
And then once he got all the laugh poison out, he came back for more fun. Everyone was Papa's basement. Thank you, Michael Johnson, for coming in today. How are they going to follow you on the Twitter and the Insta?
At M-I-K-A-E-L-L-J-O-H-N.
Okay. Michael L. John. Eva, you're what?
Orchard Eva on Instagram.
Okay. There you go. I'm at Papa's Basement on everything. I'm John Papa Giorgio. That's why the show has this horrible name. But fuck, if Cumtown can make it, so can Papa's Basement.
There you go. Right?
Yeah.
Till next one. We're out of here.
Bye.
Bye.
Home free, school's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.